So let's go back to the fundamentals. The Bible says, from him, through him, and to him. So everything spirals out from Jesus, the Logos. Everything unfolds from the Logos. It spirals. Just like the farmer throws the seed out. Like a boomerang. It's like a boomerang. A picture, you throw a boomerang and it comes back, right? From him, through him, and to him, right? I can't believe the trash man already took the trash and I forgot to put mine to the road. That's wild. They got it done early today. From him, through him, and to him. I didn't even hear the trash. Usually hear the truck, right? I gotta cut the heat. I think I left the heat on. This didn't work out like I thought it would. I remember the day though. Long time ago, I forget to do something, I get mad. It's kind of like that old time. You see people spill their milk and they throw a fit and mess up their whole day just because they spilled some milk. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. When you get certain people out of your life, you step into peace. You know, you can't blame the other people, but you can blame the other people because you're part of your I cut the heat off. You're part of your environment. I still won't leave the heat on. You're part of your environment, whether you like it or not. But as you start to birth out of your environment on the inside, spiritually, mentally, and you create your own little patterns and your own little cube box system that you walk in, you start to grow. But it's not really you doing it, it's God doing it. Because if you're the elect, like I say, God sends out the spiral, right? God sends the spiral out, right? The seed from him, through him, and to him. So he holds it all together. Not only is he sending it out, he's holding it all together while he's doing it. By him all things consist. If you read Colossians chapter 1 and 2 and just meditate on that for about a year, the chances of you becoming awakened are pretty high. Especially if you take the word logos and unfold it and you see that everything unfolds from that word. And somehow the Greeks knew it way back then. I guess, you know, they didn't live as long as us probably, but somehow or another they learned more than us. Wild stuff. From him, through him, and to him. So just like the farmer throws out the seed, or just like you throw a boomerang, over each cycle, the seed starts to spurt up out of the ground.
And then after enough time, there's the harvest, and God goes and gathers the wheat from the tares, right? The wheat from the tares. That's what's happening. And you watch that boomerang go through its cycles, and it comes back to source, where you threw it from. And so that's your archetype of all things. And so that's how everything works. So there's a relationship. You come together. Everything might be great. You go do your thing, and then you come back together. You might come together and you might argue. And then you go apart, and then you come back together. That's part of the process. It's not a big deal. That's the way reality works. That's the way reality works. You come together, you go apart. You come together, you go apart. And eventually, you've done that in so many cycles, you already know how the other person thinks. And you already know what they're going to say before they say it. You know what their pattern is. You know, pretty much know everything about them. And so it is with God and His Word, studying His Word. God knows that you're going to kind of pull away from Him, and He pulls you back in, right? So don't beat yourself up if you feel distance from God. That's part of the process. You have to feel that pain of separation, then you run back. Pain of separation, you run back. Pain of separation, you run back. That's the way this whole reality works, people. I don't care if it's your pet, your girlfriend, your wife, your family, your friends, your job, your food, your hunger. That's everything. You get hungry and then you eat. Oh, I'm fine now. Then you get hungry again, then you eat. That's the way it works. Addictions. Now, you should be able to break your addictions with healthy habits, but I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way addictions work as well. Everything works after that pattern. From Him, through Him, and to Him. If you can get a hold of the through Him part, you won't have to experience much of the separation part. Because if you realize, even in the separation feeling, Jesus is holding it all together. So even if you feel separated, God is always there. It's not Him, it's you. As I'm talking, I'm thinking about some situation, and I look over this truck. It's a blue Jeep, and I see a picture of some flip-flops. It reminds me of something I saw 10 years ago, and it's like, and then on the brake lights, there's a paw. So I was thinking about somebody, and I saw these flip-flops they used to wear. And then I see this paw. I just said, whether it's a pet or anything in life, there's that period of separation, back to oneness, separation, oneness, separation, oneness. It's all happening now. It's all happening now. Nothing new. I'm looking around me, and this Jeep beside me had stuff hanging from the mirror and the roof. Behind me, there's this truck with a decoration on the front of their car. It's a truck. Decoration in front of the truck. Wreath. To the right it says Lennon. In front of me is Geico. was like, uh-oh, my windshield thing's being attacked again on my windshield. Same cycle repeats. Incident management. Incident. I've got a sore throat, so I'm having a hard time talking, but even the word incident, everything's going smooth, then you have an incident. Then everything gets back to normal, you fix it, everything's smooth, incident. Back and forth, back and forth. Hopefully, the back and forth becomes less and less, because from him, through him, and to him. So if you're in the mindset of no matter what happens to you, it's through him. Good or bad or indifferent, it's all through him. Whatever you're going through, happiness, up and down happiness, joy, pain, depression, fear, anger, peace, love, whatever you're going through is through him. He's allowing it. He holds it all together. It's almost like Jesus is in your face 24/7, 7 days a week, and he's saying, wake up to everybody, especially the lost. They're fighting and against people, and it's not really people. It's a program. People are running on programs. Forgive them, for they know not what they do, right? And so people are running on programs. They don't even know it. Everybody has them, from your childhood, from past relationships, from culture programming. And that's why if you can start breaking some programs, and if you you have somebody around you that can help you see and break the programs, now they're going to have to do it in a nice way. They've got their own programs, and so it should be a tit-for-tat thing, but in a good way, not a bad tit-for-tat, a good one. And so as you break those programs, you become more real, because those programs are not even the real you. And so when I saw progressive revelation from the book of Revelation, was in the seed of Revelation was in Genesis. The seed of the book of Revelation was in the book of Genesis. And that's the way it is everywhere you go. Everything that you're experiencing in the future is the seed now. Everything that's going on in the future is being seeded right now. Seed planted right now. Every conversation, every thought, every action, every response, it's all being seeded right now. And you can actually see your future by the seeds you plant now. I saw my dad drink himself to death. His throat bled to death. He bled through his throat. So if I see somebody who's an alcoholic, I already know their future. And I don't know how they can't see it. If I see an alcoholic, I know they're going to have liver problem. Their eyes eventually turn yellow, or their throat's going to bleed to death. They're going to have physical problems. Their skin, everything about them is going to be affected. Skin problems, health problems, and why they keep doing it. The only thing I can figure is the death cult. They love death. They got abused so much somewhere. Nobody really loved them, though. So they think. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Who knows? they didn't feel like it could have been a narcissistic mind game, psychopathic MK Ultra mind control, but they've been abused from a child and they never knew what real love was, so they stayed in a bunch of toxic relationships or a toxic relationship. But you would think that you would start to see a pattern, especially with the internet talking, listening to a bunch of people talk. It should all be obvious, you know. It should be obvious. Round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain. What's weird is you see somebody from a good family and they end up being narcissistic, and that kind of blows your mind. And it's like, where did that come from? And I need to meditate on that. And when I say good family, from the outside looking in, you don't know, really know what's going on the inside. So the separation together is a birthing process to bring oneness. Time, that's space. Time is a cycle repeat. Every day is a cycle. That's a birthing process to birth Christ in you as well. And so that is a huge decode, meditation, revelation. If you step into that, your whole world will change.